like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done. Feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I go insane. Feel the breath in my face, body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, he's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. Feel your breath in my face,
Sunday, and it's my privilege to have Kelly Jo Monahan with me once again this evening in the UK. 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here, and I think it's 4 minutes past the hour of 3, where Kelly is. I'm not sure if you're better. Okay, Patrick Swayze, of course, there, bringing us in this evening. And, very much watched on TV just recently, the movies on what they call Sky Gold or something like that. There's a lot of movies going around at the moment, so we get a chance to watch them, and they're still good, you know. Right, so we've got 5 lovely people in the call queue already. Another one just joined us there, lovely, and I think that's Donna from the number. So, okay, that makes six now. And we're just about good for the first hour. Okay, so let's take it away and let's say hello to Kelly.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm fine, Kelly. Yeah, it is lovely to hear you again. Right, so we're all ready to go, yeah?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, then. Right.
Congrats on your grandbaby.
All right, okay. So we've got line one, and we've got a gentleman from Canada, Jay.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hello. Hey, Kelly. And, sir, I'm not sure what your name is. I'm sorry.
So what's your question?
Hey, Kelly. My question is that probably something's going to happen at work at Tuesday. I'm not sure what it is, but it's pretty significant and probably involves me and the rest of the people. So
it's like an exclamation, a buyout.
A what?
A buyout of the company.
Do you know who it is approximately, or who maybe?
No, but it feels like there's a major change of the head mucky muck people.
Okay. Do you think it's more of a policy change or implementing policies, especially health and safety right now?
I think that'll change how they do it, because new people always change how they do things.
Right. Right. Okay.
So they're going to keep some of you guys and not some of you guys. So, you know, I would like CYA myself just in case.
Do what?
You would cover yourself, you know, apply to other places because they might pink. A lot of times they don't keep the old people. So just they pink slip the old people. So just be aware of that.
Okay. If that could be it. Okay. I'll have to be aware of that then. Any other information give me on that?
No, so beef up your resume.
Okay.
You know, just be prepared, you know, because you're good at what you do and you can just slide, you know, over to what you do to another company if you have to. But there's major significant changes happening through the whole company.
Okay. Okay.
But no matter what, you'll be okay. You're very good at what you do. You would do the same work at another place if it comes to that. And
okay.
Whenever they show me sliding doors, it means you will be okay. You're going to slide from one thing to another. It won't be traumatic and horrible.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens on Tuesday then.
Are you in a management position?
No, I'm in I just kind of like manage parts. That's what I do. But, yeah.
But you're very good at what you do. You're very efficient. You're very organized.
Yeah, I am.
You know, and you know how to get it done. If you can't find something, you know how to get on the... They aren't... In the old days, there was a squawk box to find parts from other places, so you know how to do that. They don't do that anymore, but you know how to find what you need. And
yeah,
you're very creative, so...
Yeah.
Anybody would be glad to have you and what you do.
Okay. Alrighty. I think that's all. Thanks for the heads up.
I'm hearing the word they're monetizing, so I have no idea what that is, but that's what they're telling me.
Monetizing. What does that mean? What's monetizing?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm... But you are going to be okay. You aren't going to be struggling. You'll always have a roof over your head. You always have food. You know, and then when you go to something different, you are going to make better money and better benefits.
Okay.
So there, I hear Australian, I can't do accents, but this says, no worries, mate.
That's my spirit guide on the other side.
Your guide's coming through and saying, no worries, mate.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
But you need to use your spidey senses. You get information, and your gut feelings are right 99.9% of the time.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, okay.
What else you want to know? Because you still got time.
Oh, I still got time. I kind of think it's not. It may not be a that, but I think it's going to be implementing rules regarding health policies and things like that more than anything right now. That's what I'm thinking, like mandates and things like that. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Okay.
You know, new time, you know, all kinds of new things being implemented and stuff, and it's like if no compliance happens, people are going to lose their jobs too.
Right, right.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. That's what a mandate is.
Yeah, true. Okay.
But you'll be okay. You're going to be all right. Are you thinking of moving? Because there's a move for you in a year.
I'm not sure. We'll see what happens with the craziness of the world that's going on.
It isn't because you have to. It's because you want to.
Yeah. Okay.
But you'll stay in where you are, and you'll move within, you know.
Okay.
And you might go, like, maybe 2 or 3 towns over. It would be to the right of your front door. I don't know where I are, but that's what they're telling me.
No problem.
And you got changes personally, too, in your life. So, and that'll be a good thing. You'll be able to have more expansion of your life, of what you want, and a lot of your hopes, wishes, and dreams will be opened up for you this year.
Hmm. Very promising.
Am I making sense?
Yes. I'll keep my eyes open. So, well, thanks for...
Yep, and then there's nothing bad's going to happen to your car, but he spazzes out. There's a possibility of upgrade of car.
Okay.
It would be more of like an SUV crossy-over thingamabobby, for lack of better words. And it does have a hydraulic lift in the rear end of it. You know, one of those automatic hydraulic lifts?
Okay.
For the hatch. So that's a good deal, and also you are going to travel for a vacation this year. So where are you driving to?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, you aren't flying. I see you driving.
Okay. I don't know where I'm driving. Maybe through the mountains, maybe.
Well, you've got beautiful places in Canada. You can go anywhere there, and you got beauty.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then you're going to be more peaceful than you've ever been. I see you calming down. You won't be so nervous.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the insight. Take care. Take care of your
you
beautiful
too.
Soul, okay? Okay.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Jay, before you shoot off, Jay, you in the motor industry, yeah?
The what industry?
The automobile industry, yeah?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in a coffee business.
Ah, right, okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I've just seen something around cars, automobile. Okay. Right. Hey, maybe it's with somebody else. Okay. Right. Let's see where we're going. Holly.
Hello.
Hi, Holly. What's your, where are you, tell everybody where you're from and what's your question?
Seattle, Washington, and just what you see from my job that I currently have.
Well, you're doing good and you're going up the ranks and they like you.
Oh, good.
You really like how you get things done. But are you processing a whole bunch of paperwork?
Yes, tonnage.
Yeah,
because
I'm seeing just your eyebrows. Not really,
yeah,
but that's the image they're giving me. It's like you're inundated. But you get through it.
Yeah.
And you do more. You can do the work of two people, and they're so pleased with you. And you make, you have good work ethics because they have trouble with some of the people that don't do like they're supposed to do, and then they pile work on you. So after your 90 days, ask for a raise because you're doing the work of two people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And my coworker, how much longer will he be working at this property with me?
Well, isn't he going to something different?
I hope.
You know, because I'm seeing something different for him.
Okay, good.
What is the... It's 5 to 6 weeks. There's a change for him, and he'll go off to something different.
Oh, okay.
You know, bigger, better promotion.
For him?
Yeah.
Wow. That's shocking. Same company or he's doing something different?
It might be a different company for him.
Okay.
But you're going to do fine. You're going to, everything's working out for you. Your personal life's doing good. You're happy and content.
Yeah.
You need to pat yourself on the back because you're going outside your comfort zone and you're really enjoying that.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I don't know if I can do this. Oh, wow, I do it better than I thought. Wow, I'm shocked at myself. Wow. You're always doing wow.
Yeah.
And then are you getting out and about more? Because I see out and about, out and about.
I need to.
Well, I see you doing that.
Oh, okay, good.
I see you getting together. They have, like, work team-building things that, you know, like maybe happy hour or something. I see you doing that.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to drink at happy hour. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, I don't drink.
Well, you can have a Coke.
Yeah.
You know, and I see you interacting more with people than what you've been doing.
Yeah. Any dating? Any new men?
Well, you are going to start dating. It looks like you're going to do it any time now. Whenever you get ready to date, you always have a choice of two. So you're going to have two that are totally different.
Oh, okay.
One will be like a paper pusher, and the other one will be a hard worker because he has calloused hands.
Oh, okay.
You know, and one is like 5'11", and the other one's like 6 foot. So you got two of them. They're very different. But you always meet mentally before you meet. I mean, of course, you have to be attracted to them. But you're a mental person. You need someone that's intelligent and honest and sincere, and you love a man with a good sense of humor.
Yes, that's true.
And they have to have that. Otherwise, and you can't be with somebody who's boring.
That's true. Yeah.
But I see both these people being kind, considerate, and they're intelligent men folk.
And are they both new or
what?
Anybody from my past? Is it either one of them from my past?
No, you ain't going backwards. You can't go backwards.
Okay.
If you go backwards, it's the same stuff, different day, same stuff, different year. A leopard doesn't change its spots. A leopard is a leopard. It can't be a zebra.
Yeah. And then stay at this property and travel and help other properties, or will I move to another property with this company?
Well, you're like the fix-it person, and don't they have like a group of properties that you look at now?
Not yet. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah, you are going to have a job like that where they have like five properties.
In my area.
Yeah. And you go to them and you're like the fixer person.
Oh, cool.
But you're also responsible a little bit for the getting people to lease, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Be like the closer for the leases.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you'll tell the maintenance people what to fix, you know, like you make sure that everything's kept up and that there's work orders and all that hoo-ha.
Yeah, yeah, I do that.
And then do you have to have a license? Because there's something about licensing for you.
Well, I'm getting classes in, it's called tax credit properties and HUD-based properties and rural development properties. So there's a ton of paperwork. So.
Yeah, but there's like some kind of licensing so you can do this work. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's fine.
And there's classes involved and you have to pass a test and get the license.
Yeah, yeah.
Schooling involved.
Yeah, I have classes at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. You'll pass, no problem. But don't overstudy and don't change your answers.
Oh, okay.
Because I know people don't use pencils anymore, but when they show me a pencil with an eraser, it shows me that you change your answers. Don't do that.
Okay.
Your first thought's always the right one, usually.
Yeah.
But you're going to do well, and you're going to really enjoy it.
Do you see me, like, selling something on the side? Like I like arts and crafts.
Do you flip properties?
No, but I've been watching a lot of that on.
In the future, you're going to do that.
Oh, wow. You know, I've been watching all those videos of flipping properties for like a week.
Well, you're going to do that in the future.
Nice.
Do you sell a product?
I want to.
No, because there's something with a product in you.
Can you see
what
it is? Or?
What do you want to sell?
I'm not sure that's the problem.
Oh, well, that's why I can't pick up on it, because you're changing your mind all the time, so.
Oh, okay.
It's between, it looks like three or four things that you're thinking about.
Yeah, art or baking or art.
Well, it's like I can't catch it. It's like, I don't know. It could be this, this, or this, this, this. You know. But yeah. It's going to come to you because you'll be sitting there in a quiet space, probably drinking coffee or tea, and it's like ding, 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 it'll come to you.
Yeah. Now, on the guy of the hard worker, will he flip houses with me?
Will who?
The one gentleman you see that's a hard worker that I might date.
Later on down the road after you get to know each other. There you go.
Oop, there it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. All right. Where are we then? Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. Where are you from and what's your question?
Also Washington State. And can you also do an other side connection?
A what?
Someone on the other side who's passed.
We'll see who your dead people show up.
Yeah. Anybody. It's fine.
You got a grandmom on your mom's side with you. And she was a very staunch stickler person.
Yes.
She was sort of rigid.
Yeah.
She's with you. And
very
it's like, you know,
loving at the same time.
Right. But she's also showing me an anniversary, red roses. So what anniversary is coming up? It can be a death day, can be a birthday, can be...
It was my father's death day.
Okay, well, there you go. There's your confirmation that
yeah.
your grandma knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you have been dreaming your father, and
yeah.
he's showing me a blue car.
Yeah.
So there's your confirmation that your dad is here. Did it have trouble? Did it rock? Did it have trouble with the suspension? Because it feels like it rocks. Was there something wrong with the suspension?
No, not yet. I hope not.
Huh.
Oh, you know, actually, it creaked. Not really rocking, but when I first bought it, it was creaky.
Yeah, it feels like there's something with this.
I better get it checked.
Yeah,
I'm not that big of a person, but when I would sit down, it would go, it'd make
me. Oh, boy.
Noise.
It feels like suspension-y something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. How funny. That's your confirmation that they know what's going on. How funny.
Yeah, he taught me about cars.
And you know how to check your oil and change. Do you change your own oil?
Not change it, but he taught me all the basics of checking everything.
Right. So you're good that way. You're good with the tire pressure and all that.
Exactly.
Like, yep, you got to keep up on all that stuff, and he taught you
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
And then he taught you something about using the parking brake to reset the brakes, blah, blah. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, funny.
You got to use that once in a while to reset the brakes. I have no idea. I am not a mechanic.
Yeah.
And then, who is it that loved daisies? There's daisies, yellow daisies with brown centers.
Oh, I'm not sure who that is.
All around you, a dead person.
Oh,
and then
yellow and brown. That's it.
Then also, who is it that always wore a scarf over their head when they were riding in the car?
That was my mom like back in the 70s, you know, back in the days when not to upset their hair, you know.
Yeah, because she always had big hair.
Yeah. 70s for sure. And 80s.
Yep, the high hair. And then do you have a barrette of hers or something? It's either a brooch or a barrette.
I have a lot of my grandmother's, well, both. A lot of jewelry. A lot of both of their jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing me like a rhinestone brooch.
Yeah, rhinestone is, that era is grandmother's. Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
find a way to incorporate in your wardrobe, they say.
Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid of losing it, so I don't wear it that much, but I'll do it. I'll find a safe way to wear it.
Well, maybe you can pin it and then safety pin to latch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that way
it's like a clip on it. You know, it's almost like just a little, it's not a pin, it's like a laundry pin kind of clip on it. So
yeah, but just double affix it so you don't lose it.
Yeah.
But all your dead people are showing up for you today.
Oh.
Who had the music box? I'm hearing a music box.
I did. As a little girl, I had a ballerina music box.
Well, that's because she's showing me that.
Yeah.
And who had the beautiful fingernails? They're showing me beautiful, beautiful fingernails.
My mom.
They're showing me delicate, beautiful hands with beautiful fingernails. No, they're showing me a giant M for a name.
Yeah, that's good. That's my mom.
So what was her name?
Margaret.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, and last name, she was M.M.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. There's where the initial comes from. That's your acknowledgement that your mom is with you.
Yeah.
And she's very proud of you.
Oh.
And it's like, what's going on with your hair? She's upset about your hair.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's well, I moved. I just moved.
Do something about your hair. Your
That's
mother
so
is
funny.
So late. It's like, do something with that hair.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I'm in a very different climate. I moved to a dry climate, and my hair just, it's not used to dry weather.
Well, do you have like a special oil you can put on it or something?
Oh, yeah. I do all that. Oils, hair mask. It's in the state. It's adapting. So I'm trying, Mom. I'm trying to take care of it.
Oh, how funny. She's like, do something with that. Maybe you'll cut it a little shorter and help it out a little bit because you do have dead ends, she says.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. I'm taking a trip the end of October, so I have it all set to, you know, take care of it before the trip.
Oh, okay. And your trip is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Going to really enjoy it. You might want to get...
Will I get a job before the trip or one starting after the trip?
Well, if you get a job, just tell them it's prearranged.
Yeah. It was arranged a year ago. Okay.
You know, let them know that you already planned the trip, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's important you get to have a vacation because you're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
That's funny. I haven't heard that.
It's an old saying.
Yeah, good. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm all settled in, and now I'm ready to be busy.
And it's some kind of an administrative, going to be admin of some kind. But,
there has to be people involved. I can't just sit at a desk for 8 hours. I need people, admin with people interaction.
Right. Well, that's what I'm seeing.
Great.
You might be a trainer person.
I do like that. I'm good at that.
You know, I see that. And you are a good manager over people. You can get people to do stuff normally that they wouldn't.
Yeah. I've learned from bad managers. You know, I stay positive. Everybody's had bad bosses, and I thank you. I've learned my own style.
You're welcome. You have a great
thank
day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. So what we'll do, ladies and gents, we'll take one more call before we take a little break. And let's see where we're going. Okay. Dee, good evening.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. So what's your question, huh? Yeah.
Sandy, I finished my contract last week, as in September. So I am expecting my same client to extend the contract for 3 more months. So I was expecting them to come back to me on the 1st of October, but they haven't. They are taking more time. And meanwhile, I'm looking for other contracts too. So if I get two, I can do two simultaneously. So the question is, Kelly, do you see my previous client asking me to start giving me an extension anytime soon, like next week?
Yes, they'll want to, because it's not finished yet. So yes.
So when do you see me starting? Within a week's time? Within a week or two?
Within a couple weeks.
Okay.
Because this is a good old client.
Sorry, say again.
It's a good old client.
It is. It is a good old client.
I've had this client for a long time.
For about 3.5 years, yes, you're right. So they'll give me 3 months work to start with, if they do. And then they might extend, as in they might give me more work later on. Do you see that happening into next year?
Yeah, down the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll be okay. You're going to do well.
Okay. And I'm interviewing for a different client tomorrow. It's the second round of interview with the CFO.
And it's for...
How do you... Sorry, go on.
Business.
Yeah, that's
you're interviewing
that's
for business?
That's a different contract, yes.
Right,
still
You're going to be interviewed by 2 other people, and then they'll hire you for your expertise.
As in, you see me doing a second contract as well?
Well, you'll get the first contract, I see that much, and they'll like what you
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. And the one which
but
is
what
tomorrow,
I see
which
is a staggeredness of it. It's like you'll do one, complete it, and do another one and complete it, and then later on down the road they'll stagger. So it's like you won't be without work.
Right. And the one which is tomorrow, do you see them giving me...
You're going to hire for the first job, yeah.
By the first job, do you mean the old one?
No, I'm talking about the new one.
Okay.
You know, and they'll see how you do it, and then they'll decide if they'll hire you again. They probably will. They'll like how you do it.
Right. So you see the one I'm interviewing tomorrow working out as well, apart from the new, old one?
I'm talking about the new one.
Okay.
So with the new one, you'll be interviewed by a man, you know, and they'll like what you offer and they'll hire you.
Right. And the old one you said...
The old one is I told you you're going to get that one.
Yes. Understood. And when do you see me seeing my son again? I haven't seen him for 3 months now.
Well, she's holding him back from seeing you.
She is.
So I don't know if you will get to see him or not.
Right.
Because she's in a mood.
Yeah, she always is.
So, it's up to her. You have no control over it.
That's right.
It's at her discretion.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If she wants to or not. I think maybe in the springtime of 2022, maybe.
Right.
But she's being a brat right now.
Yeah, it's his birthday in 2 weeks' time.
But she always is coming up with an excuse when it's your turn.
Yes, she is.
So, you know, don't be surprised when that happens.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Is he okay? No, that's all right. That's life. Is he all right? Is he coping well?
He's fine. He's okay. They're doing school now, right?
Yeah, he was down with COVID and stuff, so he was off school for almost 3 weeks out of the first 4 weeks of school.
So he's busy school. That's what I'm getting. You know, trying to make up.
Yeah. Will he be fine in school of the time he has missed?
He's going to make it up. But he's still not feeling real stiff.
Yeah, what you mean health-wise because of
right.
COVID?
Right. He has some days where he feels okay, some days where he feels icky.
Mm.
But he feels like he's starting to turn the corner a little bit.
Right.
But I get that he'll probably have to get a tutor for math. There's something about math in him. And that'll help him get that sorted out.
Right. Will the school support in that?
I don't know. I just see a tutor, you know, help him with that.
Okay. Will that be in the school?
You know. I see him working on it. Then he'll do better. Which
right.
is good.
Is that something his mom will arrange, or will that be in the school? Because the school can help children who need more, who need extra help.
Well, I see him. It might be through school, maybe, but I see a tutor, and that'll help him with his math.
Right.
And then he'll be able to catch up. Because he lost a lot of schooling, you know, classes, being ill.
He did.
But he's going to be all right.
Right.
Yay.
Is he eating well?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's feeling a lot better. I see him.
Thank you, Kelly.
In the corner. That's what they're showing me.
That's good to know.
I know that you feel bad that you can't be there. But that's not your fault.
Yeah.
What else you want to know?
Nothing else. That'll be it for today, Kelly. Thank you.
All right. I hope you have a good day.
And you. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you,
Dave. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a short break then, ladies and gentlemen. Let me find a little piece of music for you for just a moment. Our call queue has reached 11. Which means the 11 people have called in to tonight's show. I can see at least two of those have paid. there are two paid subscribers out of 11 with two people donating, leaving seven people there to still donate. So we're looking for seven donations while the music plays. There you go.
Here I am. Will you send me an angel? Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to try and get a better version of that into the studio. I noticed there that there's clipping on the end of that particular song, towards the end, and I don't like that. You know, we try to get good music into the studio. It's not always possible. And of course, what happens is that the music is getting played kind of over the phone line, so it's going to never be perfect, but we, you know, do our best. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Well, first of all, we've got to bring Kelly back online. We're looking, as we said there before the music started, there are seven people in the call queue that have not entered a donation this evening. And there are two opportunities to use the donation button on the page there. It says, donation button, click here. You will not blow up the studio. So please, don't worry about blowing us up. It's not going to happen. You know, the donation button is safe. It is a PayPal donation button. And you do not need a PayPal account to use it. All you need is an email address. And everybody should have one of those. Yeah, so an email address, you will see a little drop-down menu with a little arrow beside it where you can pay in your own currency. Not necessary to do so if you enter a figure of, I think it's 260 at the moment. 260 is $3.50 at the moment. So you enter that figure. GB, British pound. And that should do you. Yeah? Okay. And that equals $3.50 there at the moment. So there you go. Okay. Right. Let's see where we're going. Okay, we're looking for Kelly, and we can't find her. Okay, there she is, right at the top look. Okay, right, we're going to bring Kelly in before we can do anything, and we should be with Queen.
Hello.
Right, Queen.
Hi. Kelly, hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hey. How are you today?
I'm good, and what's your question?
I just want to say, we talked last week about me going to an event, and you said I was going to have a wonderful time. I did. It was fabulous. Any insight as to the residuals from that? What will come from my...
It feels like you'll get some clients from that. And then people will, I see word of mouth. So you'll have a lot of word of mouth from that. You know, people that you met there, they'll tell other people, and it's like it'll work that way. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Did you hand out your cards?
No, but internet connection. So made the connection via the internet, you know,
yeah.
Facebook and et cetera.
Yeah, and then I see phone calls.
Okay.
So you're going to get calls on this.
Good. I'm considering doing I am going to do a retreat, a virtual retreat, But now, with the energy I saw from yesterday, I'm considering doing it in a particular place in that area. Any insight or with those people? And maybe not only virtual, maybe in the physical.
Yeah, I see you doing. You might do a physical one. If you don't get it done this the end of this year, you'll do it in the spring of 2022. And it'll be like a retreat, a spiritual retreat. And then there's like, you know, teaching involved and teaching people how to work out their stuff, and it'll be neat. People will really like that. But you're also going to do it online, and you'll be able to do that. But you're going to limit the amount of people so you don't have a lot of people. You know.
That makes sense. Upload myself or to, so that they can get the attention that they would like to.
Right. You know, I see you doing it like minimum of, why 7? I have no idea, but minimum of 7. Maximum, I mean, of 7.
We'll keep that.
And then they get individual help along with it. And then it's like they have like spiritual work to do. It'll be like little classes, and people will just think it's the bomb.
Well, I want it to blow up.
So they'll really, really get a lot out of it, and they'll really enjoy it, and it'll be fun, fast-paced, and it'll go real quick. What are you doing? And you'll start out with days and then 2 days, you know. And then if you do a retreat, it would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, in physicality.
Right. Are you saying that the online would be 1 day or 2 days? I couldn't quite hear you.
Well, I'm seeing 1 day first, see how that goes, and then you can bump it up to 2. So that's what I'm seeing. So what you'll do, you'll do a test of 1 day and see how it goes. But I think that they'll end up wanting to do more, so you'll do 2.
I'm excited. Looking forward to doing it. Pulling it together.
Yeah. And you really enjoy doing that because you're a good teacher.
Thank you.
You know, and you capture people's interest.
That's important. That's most important.
But I see you like jotting down little, you'll do like a outline of what you want to do on a piece of paper, and there you go.
Thank you.
And are you making your own? You do readings too, right?
Yes, I do.
So are you doing your own deck?
You've asked me that before. It's possible. It's possible.
Well, it's still there. You haven't done it yet, so it's stuck. But you're going to do it really different from what any deck been made before.
I like it. I can feel it.
But it's very brightly colored and it's really different. And it's just rich, very rich. And it's like you'll have different symbols than what's on a regular deck. So you're going to work on that on the side. And, you know, just take, you know, a tablet and colored pencils and do it. I see you like, you'll dream a lot of it and you'll write it down and draw it.
Sounds
so that'll
good.
Be. What else you want to know? There's a little bit more time.
Whatever else comes, and I thank you.
Well, you're going to do more events too. I see you doing like a some kind of an expo in the fall. So you're going to do that, and it feels like real life. You'll do it in a safe manner.
Okay.
And then, do you work out of a shop at all?
No.
Huh. Because there's something about a physical shop, too, for you. Like a little metaphysical shop? That isn't far from where you live. That might open up. There isn't one now, but there's going to be.
Okay. And somebody else will own it. I'll just be part of it.
Right. You would just do readings there. And then there's something about a big festival. You're going to get in with a festival and it'll be outside. And I feel like you'll be comfortable doing that. You have anything like that coming up for you?
Not at the moment. I used to do festivals, but I'm kind of thinking I'm not too crazy about it, but something might come up about doing it now.
There's
just a lot of
old person that you knew a long time ago calling you. It's somebody that you know.
Okay, that can definitely happen.
And then you're like, oh, I didn't think about that in years and years and years. Okay. And it's like people from your past are going to pop up again in a good way.
Okay.
So look for that to happen. So you're on your way of starting your new chapter in your life.
I welcome that.
So you're going forward. And you'll have this is a weird saying, but they're saying that you're going to have a different persona than what you presented before. Whoops, we're done.
I personify myself. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Well, okay. You can probably guess what happened there. Because we never reset the button. Okay. But the wrong thing coming on there. But Kelly got it. Okay. Thank you very much, Queen. Okay. Right. So the bell should have been heard, not the music, but okay. I think Kelly knows the studio structure. If we don't change it back, to where it was, then it stays on the last thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Let's see where we are. So we should be with line 6. Okay, now that's a subscriber. Woo! Donna.
I'll be right back. I got to take this call.
Hello.
Hello, Kelly Jo. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. You know, I had a spout of good luck
and it lasted like a month and a half, and, you know, so it was good. I was able to catch up on everything and save a little bit for a trip next year. Maybe I can take a trip somewhere. I just wanted to know what you were picking up for me for the months coming ahead, and maybe a relationship or anything like that. Or,
well, work is going good, and you are going to take that trip. And you are dating, correct?
No dating. I just don't get out enough, I don't think, to meet anybody.
Well, are you interested in dating?
Yeah, I think I would like to. Maybe in a little while, not quite yet. Just kind of
right now, you're just working on stabilizing.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I want to lose a little weight first and, you know, little things like that.
Well, sometimes you can't plan everything. Sometimes things just happen. So
yeah,
be
okay.
Open-minded and not so structured.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Because you have a lot of really, really, really good changes coming in for you.
I like that.
Bebopping along, and you're going to have a lot of good changes happening. And you might even have a little bit of romance, so don't cut your nose off to spite your face.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel something big is coming in for me. I've been feeling that lately. I'm kind of on a frequency, and, you know, I had that thing where I had a vision with the guy in the tunnel, and he was, and then I eventually saw him, and he had black and white robes on and beautiful face, and I felt such joy from looking at him. It was wonderful. So I think that was probably my spirit guide.
It was.
Yeah. It was lovely seeing him.
You know, and you're getting all the help that you've asked for. You're getting the angelic help. You're getting, you
yeah.
know, help from your spiritual guides. You're getting help from every direction, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And you're more solid than you've ever been. They're like...
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Definitely.
And you're content.
I am. Yeah. It's a long time I had to get rid of certain people in my life, and, oh, I'm so much more content now.
Well, then you had to do your soul's work.
Yeah.
And you've done that, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, at this age, I've done it. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, and you're going to get a lot of prophetic dreams again, because you used to do that. You're going to do that again.
Dream
on, because you're going to get your prophetic dreams again.
Oh, excellent.
And you're right on the money 99.9% of the time. So when your gut tells you something, you're right.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. I'm moving forward.
You know, and you're in a really, really good new cycle now. And if you look down your life, it isn't numerology or anything. You do everything in sevens. So every 7 years, you start new cycles. You're in a new cycle now. And you manifest on the new moon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So whenever you want to manifest, write it down in a letter during the new moon. It helps you manifest it better.
Okay. Yeah, I'll Google that to see when our next one is.
What else you want to know? There's quite a bit.
We've
got time.
Okay, do you see me going with my brother to Hawaii next year? He's taken me before. And yeah. Oh, good.
It feels like the Big Island.
That's right. It is the Big Island. He has a home there across the street from the beach, so we go there.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's what I see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we go.
And you're going to do a luau, even though it sounds corny.
No, he would do a luau, I think. Yeah, we've done them before, and it's just something to do, you know. He works hard, very hard, and he plays hard. So to go with him, it's nice because he pays for everything, all the restaurants, luaus, everything. So I just feel real grateful for having that, you know, with my brother.
Oh, yeah, and you guys are going to get to see the another island where all the waterfalls are.
Ooh, okay.
So you're going over there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, good. What else did I want to ask you? My friend been asking me to go maybe next year to Ixtapa, Mexico. There's a bunch of people that they're into health and all, and they take these courses and all, but nobody's vaccinated. And, yeah, they don't believe in that. So I don't know. I was vaccinated, so I don't know if I would stand out as I guess I don't say anything. Oh,
well, I don't know if you'll, you know, as long as you wear your mask, you'd be fine.
Oh, no, they don't wear them.
No,
you
wear your mask.
Oh, me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I could then. Yeah, I could. My niece is going on a trip to Peru. And you know, I'm a little bit worried because she's going to go in the jungles and do these natural drugs with the Indians and all. She's 28. Oh, that kind of bothers me a little bit, but none of us can do anything about it. And will she be okay and everything?
She'll be fine.
Okay, good. Good. I got her one of these whistle things that you pull out, and it's loud as screeching noise. It's unbelievable. If she ever, you know, if she's in any trouble, she could use that. You know, scare them away. But
I think she'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
she is not afraid like that.
Oh, no. Not at all.
You know, she's traveled alone before.
Yes, she has. She was in New Zealand and Australia and Singapore. Yeah. She has. Yep.
And she always finds nice people, and she meets the people that live there, and they always take care of her.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's real cute and good personality, and yeah, okay. And then you see me moving at some point, maybe sometime later when all this money comes in, which I'm trying to manifest more money coming in.
I see you moving in. Why? A couple years.
Couple years. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, because I've been in my little apartment now for 15 years. Oh.
I see you having like a cute little house that's like a little cottage, and it's older, but it's all redone. But I guess a carpenter lived there because there's like built-ins, like built-in shelves, built-in curio cabinet. You know, it's really nice.
Oh.
And it has a wood floor, and it has a fireplace, and it has two bedrooms, two baths. You know, there's like a bathroom, and there's a squishy room, so there's like a Jack and Jill bath, you know, for the squishy room in the bedroom. And then the main bedroom has a bathroom in it. It has a really nice cabinets and kitchen, and it has lots of light in here.
Oh, wow. Do you see it in the same town? Do you see me staying where I'm at?
I see you finding it not too far from you. It's like maybe, you know, within a 25-mile radius of where you live in now.
Okay.
And it feels more left to your doorway than the right.
Okay. Yeah, that could be up in San Inez.
But it's an older home that's been redone. It was built in 1949.
Oh, my gosh. So I like homes like that. They're quite quaint, you know?
Yep, there you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Now, ladies and gents, we've got 14 callers that have called into the call queue this evening. So there are 14 lines that we've had open there this evening. Some of them have already been taken, of course. So that was line 6. Now, we can't guarantee fitting you all into 1 2-hour show, but we're going to do our best. And let's see where we're going. Okay. Carolyn?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn.
Thank you. Hi. Oh, Lord,
where are you
thank you. I'm so
and
blessed.
What's your question?
Arizona. I'm from Arizona.
All right.
And my question is, yesterday I met with an inspector on a place that I thought, a home inspector that I thought I was going to buy. And it came with some, you know, not a huge piece of land or anything, just surrounding property. And he told me not to buy it. And I trust him. He's my boss's. They grew up.
Yeah, the house that has terrible roof and termites and the pipes are shitty and no.
Yeah, so I'm not going to buy it. But my question
but
to you is, and he told me he was going
to
help.
That's more to your liking. It looks like it's built in the early 2000s. It's like a ranchy style house. It has a basement that don't flood. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths and a half, and it's shaped like an L. And it feels like it has an upstairs, too. There's an attic, but you can't stand up in it. You got to stand on the rafters, otherwise you fall through the ceiling. But it's a good house, has good bones. It's all redone. It has all flush cabinets and flush appliances. It has granite countertops, and it has burnished stainless steel appliances.
Okay. Well, my price range is such that I already own a house with someone else, and I own other stuff where I came from. And I need to still, those are my business responsibilities. I still have to travel back there. So where I'm buying up here is near my grandson, and my price point here is very low. So I'm looking at tiny houses or mobile homes. Yesterday it was a mobile home. And the guy, the owner, we allowed him to be there with us and listen to what the home inspector was saying, which I do trust with my life now. He's told me he's going to help me as much as he can. I mean, they've heard my story. My boss has known me from the beginning since I left in January when I started putting everything on the market, and she knows my story. And even prior to that, she knows my story. So they're all helping me. And the thing is, I still have to do the footwork. I still have to turn over rocks and find something. I just want something safe, affordable, and it's just to get away from paying this extravagant rent that I'm paying.
Like a ranchy style little house.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm looking for, a tiny home or a tiny trailer, something safe. You know, it keeps me out of the elements of my grandson.
I don't see a tiny home and I don't see a trailer. I see a house.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's going to be a miracle.
I don't know.
My price point.
Maybe it's for sale by owner, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll keep manifesting. So, I mean, it's just for right now. It's not a forever home. That's not how I'm looking at it. I mean, if it turns into forever home, great. But it was a dramatic experience yesterday because the seller went all out for me. You know, he took it off the market for me so I could – he was getting a ton of phone calls, he said, because the world is going crazy on buying stuff that's not even worth the price. And he said, he wanted me to be happy, make the phone calls I needed to. He didn't want to force me into the sale, blah, blah, blah. So he was very kind, but once we were going through the whole place, it was horrible. And I thought, oh, my God, how can I trust this guy? But so anyway, I'm not. Moving on. You have the vision. I'll embrace it. that's all I needed to know. I need to keep looking. You see it in my area that I'm renting here, or am I going to expand my
You
church?
Might have yes, to go yes. over a town over.
Okay.
You know, but you are going to find a house in your price range.
Yeah, I'm open. I'm open to expand the search. It's draining me to pay this extravagant rent. It's a month to month.
Did you hear what I said?
I did, and I embrace it. Yes, yes.
So you're going to be able to buy, and you're going to be able to pay a mortgage that's cheap.
Oh, see, I'm paying cash. No.
Or you know, whatever, you're going to be able to pay for it, and you won't have to be put out.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep looking. You don't happen to see if it's for sale by owner or
someone... I just said it's for sale by owner.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, I'll just keep looking. Okay.
It's like a thing where they just want to get rid of it.
Oh, good. Well, you can toss it my way.
And then nobody wants it, but you get the good deal.
Yeah. So I'm trying to wrap stuff up for with the former place that I used to live in. I still have to go back there once a week. And the former boyfriend is now giving me a big hassle about some stuff about the house that we own together. Do you see that rectifying?
Is your name on
it? Yeah, my name is on it. Yeah, I'm in the industry. I know everything about legal stuff.
Right.
I just don't want to take it to court. It doesn't to even go to court.
He's going to be a shit.
Okay. Do you see someone else that outside of he and I that's trying to stir the pot, like getting into his head and trying to manipulate the situation in their system?
But you're going to get it sorted out.
Oh, good. Oh, my goodness. That's all I need. I just want things to, you know, it's too old, all this.
Let's get it sorted out before the end of the year with that property.
Okay, good. Good. Great. Good. Financially, how do you see my finances?
You're going to be fine.
Good.
Frugal, right. You aren't a spendthrift.
Yeah.
And then I see the sale of a property for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Make a good profit.
Oh, my God, yeah. Do you see that happening in the next month or so?
It'll happen before the end of the year.
Okay, good. You know, do you see me, what I want to do is actually, I don't know if this is practical, but one of my dreams is to start a tiny business, a side hustle. And
start
one of them, I'm looking at different ways to do it. Like a side business. So I would even be open to partnering up with someone trustworthy if I could, you know, find someone like that. But I'm thinking one possibility of buying like a triplex or a duplex, and, you know, maybe I live on the property too, or, you know, that kind of thing, and rent it out.
Yes. You'll do that next year maybe.
Next year? Okay.
It would be a duplex.
Okay, great. I am looking at trying to start like little businesses, and you know, I have ideas in my head. You know, I've put them down on paper, drafting it. Do you see anything taking off where I'll, besides the industry that I work in, you know, I wanted to have some other business things going on, like income streams is what I'm trying to develop. And do you see me being successful in that way?
I see later on down the road, like, selling a product.
A product, okay. Something that I make?
Yeah. It's sort of like a co-op-y thing.
Okay, great. I make, there's something that I'm pretty good at, and it's very labor-intensive, and that's another possibility that I thought of. Well, there goes the bell. Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. Let's see where we are. Now, ladies and gents, as we said there, we have 14 people in the core queue there this evening. Fitting you all in to 1 2-hour show is kind of unpractical, but we're doing our very best. And we may have to cut the minutes down. So, okay, let's see where we are. Brittany?
Hello.
Hello, where are you from and what's your question?
Hi, I'm calling from Georgia. And my question is, if you saw new employment coming my way,
well, you put an application, you put like 3 or 4 applications out, and I see the third application calling you.
The third. Well, I had a couple of interviews, and I have 2 this week. I had 2 last week. Well, I had 2 last week, and then I have 2, one on Monday and 1 on Tuesday, and I had 1 on Thursday and 1 on Friday.
Well, you're going to get hired by the third one.
The one on Monday?
Whatever the third one that you applied to was, that's who will hire you.
I can't remember because I've applied to more than, I've applied so many, I don't know which one was third.
Well, I see you being hired by a man. So you'll
okay.
be interviewed by a gentleman, and he'll hire you, and it's only 15 minutes from your house.
Where I'm currently located, or will it be in another state?
15 minutes from your house.
Okay. Okay. And I do have opportunities in another state are very lucrative. What do you see for those?
That probably could start the first of the year.
I haven't now. They offered it to me now.
Well, I see something about the first of the year being able to go, and they would pay for your move.
Okay. Do you see me working 1 job or 2 jobs?
If you get the one that will move you, it's only 1. They pay well.
Okay. And where is that move to?
It's more north of where you live.
Okay. And, okay, do you, as far as where I'm at right now, do you see me being able to purchase a home?
You're working on saving the money to put the percentage down. You don't quite have it yet, but once you do, yes.
Okay. And,
do you like red brick? I see a red brick house.
Yeah, I do.
You know, it's you're going to have 4 bedrooms. You're going to have 2.5 baths, a big redone kitchen. The house sits, the front yard isn't very big, but the backyard's good.
Okay.
You know, backyard's pretty big.
Well,
yeah, that's like looks like you have wooden floors. It's raised up. It's not. There's no basement. And it's like the shape of an H. And it has like a cute little front porch and then a little stoop in the back.
Okay. Am I moving in alone?
Yep. In the beginning, it's your house.
Okay.
And then once you get settled, you'll be ready to date and be with somebody.
And when do you see this happening?
That'll probably happen in a year and a half.
Okay.
And then I see the initials of NJ.
Okay. And do you see me going back to school?
Yes. You're going to get your degrees.
Do you know what?
But you won't go into hawk about it.
You said, I'm sorry, I couldn't get the end. I couldn't hear you.
You won't go into hawk over it.
Okay.
You know, you aren't going to be in debt about it.
Okay.
And I think that work will probably help you pay for it.
Do you know in what field?
Business.
Okay, so this would be more MBA?
You're going to have a BA and an MA.
Well, I already have that.
Well, I'm seeing that you're going to have both, huh?
I'm saying I have that already.
You have both your degrees?
Yes.
But they're schooling for work.
Okay. And in business, so is that another MBA?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to have a whole bunch of degrees on the wall.
Okay.
You're a perpetual learner. You're going to learn forever.
Okay. Is there a possible PhD?
You will go as high as that because you got all these letters on the back of your name.
Do you see nursing?
No.
Okay.
I see business all around. You're a better businesswoman.
Okay. No,
because you would take everybody home with you if you were a nurse.
Yeah. Would you, do you see like a PhD in psychology?
I don't know. If I don't get it, I'm not going to tell you I get it. All I see is a PhD and another master's.
Okay.
Got a bachelor's, master's, PhD.
Okay, you just don't see what the PhD is then?
No. If I don't see it, I'm not going to say I see it.
Okay.
But I see the PhD, it's on your card. You got all these letters after your name.
Okay. Do you see anything else?
You're going to be very successful with your work and your career. You're in your prime time. They're saying prime time.
Do you see my finances? What's going on with my finances at the current moment?
Well, you are never going to be poor or without a house or without food, and you are going to have savings. You're going to have an old lady fund, and when you get your work, they'll do matchy-matchy 401k and all that stuff.
Okay. Do you see me getting a companion where I'm living?
Not right now.
Okay. Do you see anything else for me?
I see you can you have pets where you are? I see you getting a pet.
I don't, where I'm at right now, yeah, you can, but I'm about to move in 4 months.
Well, when you move, you're going to have a cat.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be like a little thick female gray tabby.
Okay. And,
you know, you are going to have a critter.
Okay.
And you are going to get married. You are going to have a life. You know, you don't think so, but you will.
Okay.
Why, you
do? Do you have any more messages?
You're on the right pathway. You have a grandfather and your dad's side with you.
Okay.
And who's the roly-poly man? Who's that?
Roly-poly? I'm not.
Somebody that's very heavy.
Mm,
a person who's passed on.
I'm not too sure.
Well, there you go.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you there, Brittany. We sounded the bell twice on that one, but I didn't hear the first one of you. And it happens, of course, sometimes. Right, yeah. Now, our call queue has built up to 15. So we've had 15 callers in the call queue this evening because one has just called in about 5 minutes ago. So we're not going to be able to fit you all in this evening, but we're doing well. Okay. Luce.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, where are you from and what's your question?
I'm calling from Miami. My name is Luz, and I just had a situation at work, and I was wondering if maybe I should be changing jobs.
You are going to be changing jobs.
Yeah, not only to another agency, but maybe the type of job that I actually do, maybe, you know, I'm getting tired of doing the same thing for the past. Almost 8 years.
Yes, I see you doing a temp agency, permanent to temp, temp to perm.
Okay.
That's what you're next.
Yeah, am I gonna leave this job in a good sense? I mean, in good terms.
There's a personality conflict going on.
Yes, I was happily working there until now.
So be prepared. So apply for other work.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about maybe if I could, if that horizon could open up for me. And switch to something, although I have no idea what else I could do after what I've been doing for 8 years. So I was calling for guidance on that, anything else. I have no idea, really.
What do you
do? I do quality assurance, so it's pretty technical. And I people give me anxiety, so I prefer to do something that I can do on my own rather than having to relate to others. So I have no idea what I could do, really. And I was doing really well until now, so.
You're very good at what you do, and you aren't ready to quit work yet. And it takes 3 years to establish your own business, hon.
To establish my own business?
If you want to do your own business, it takes a good 3 years.
Doing what I currently do? or something else, you mean?
If
what
you
do
want
you see
to,
me doing?
If you want to do something else, but whatever you do, if you do something else, you would work with your hands.
Like a labor type of job?
Well, I'm seeing you working with your hands. So.
That could be that, huh? Cleaning houses?
Any what?
Cleaning houses?
If you want to do that, you do a good job, you could have people work under you and have a big business.
No. No. That was my first job when I came into this country. Cleaning toilets. Goodness gracious.
You would be the head lady and you would hire people out if you want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. For how much longer do you see me working in this position I'm in right now?
Well, I feel like you're going to have to get another job doing what you do. If you want to keep doing what you do, you'd have to have another company that you work for.
How soon? Just be honest. Tell me. How soon should I start
working?
Well,
it's like you have to cover yourself because that lady could get you fired.
A lady?
Well, there's a woman that's against you, and then the head person is being told things, and that person is believing them.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, okay.
So I would see you at Amy.
You would say what? I'm sorry?
Cover your butt.
Okay. All right. And my daughter is having a lot of problems. She's just entering, you know, school in person since COVID. And I've been having a lot of stress with her not being at a reading level where she's supposed to be. Supposedly by January, do you see her advancing right on time when the school is actually start reading by her own?
She needs to get somebody to help her with her schoolwork because she's failing in the comprehension part. But if she gets someone to help her, she'll be all right.
I'm trying to help her like 2 hours at night when I get her because I share custody of her. But and I changed her to another classroom where they have more time for her, according to the teacher.
But
is that enough?
But he needs to concentrate.
Yes.
You know, because she gets distracted all the time.
Yep. Oh, dear God.
So give her her tools in her toolbox to learn how to focus better.
I guess I'm going to have to read up on that. And anything good coming my way?
Well, you're going to get a different job. You're going to make better money, and you're going to enjoy it. You'll be like a person that is like the person that trains people. You'll get to be like a head over people that you take care of stuff. So sort of like a controller.
Like a controller?
A comp.
Okay, it's kind of the same job that I'm doing right now, but in another agency, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. And you say that it's better money?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Anything regarding romance? Maybe
well,
good.
Are you dating somebody?
I'm seeing somebody, but he's from another religion and another culture, and he's a little bit younger than me. I don't know if there is potential there.
Well, I see you dating him for a while, seeing where it pans out.
Is it going anywhere, even though he's from another religion and another culture?
Who cares?
I care. I divorced my ex-husband because we couldn't see eye to eye on religion differences.
I see you meeting in the middle.
With the same one, with the young one?
Yeah, I see all roads lead to God anyway.
His name is, the short of his long Jewish name is Eli. This is still the same guy you see things finding out with?
Yep.
Yeah? Well, that's good news.
So I see you have them both in your house.
What do you mean?
I see both things in your house. You'll have a Christmas tree and a menorah. There you go.
Really? And how long do you see this maturing into a relationship?
Well, you guys are dating. That's why they call it dating.
Well, it's not really dating. It's like it's in the middle because I'm very hesitant about opening up, and I think he's very hesitant about opening up. So we're keeping each other company, and supposedly we're waiting for someone else to come into our lives. And so in the meanwhile, we're keeping each other company. So I don't know if we're ever going to open up to each other.
Well, what to tell you, I see two things in your house, so.
Okay.
There you go.
How long? How long?
It's done. The bell went off.
I'm sorry, we got interrupted. I couldn't understand
you. The bell went off. It's done.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Liz. Okay. Right. Sometimes we don't hear that little bell. I'll have to see if we can.
I heard it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But we're going to have to get a gong off in megaphone. Kelly, we've got four more people sitting in the queue. Are you happy to carry on?
Okay, we'll get them in. But we'll shorten them up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, okay. Let's see where we're going then. Right. Wendy?
Hi,
Wendy.
What's
your question?
Oh, so happy. Thank you, Kelly Jo. My name is Wendy in California, Sacramento. And things are going well with my sister, Leslie. And our lease is up at the end of April. Do you still see us moving to a new place together? I'm worried because the cost. You do? Great. So that was a yes?
Yes.
Good. And will it be April, May, or June? When will this happen?
Whenever your lease gets done, you'll go right to another place.
That would be May. Okay.
Oh.
And I'm worried about the location because the cost of living has skyrocketed in Sacramento. Will it be in Sacramento or about how many miles away?
It'll be 15 miles away.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. And will that be Elk Grove or Roseville or still in Sacramento?
It feels Roseville.
That's nice. And also, I ordered a new desk and a chair. Will it work out for me? I want to do artwork, and I also want to go back to work remotely for call center. Will both the desk and the chair work out beautifully?
I think there's a delay in the shipment around it.
Okay, but will the desk fit, and will the chair be comfortable?
You got an ergonomic chair.
Oh, it's ergonomic, yes.
Yeah, well, they say it's good for your back. Ergonomic.
It has a lot of lumbar support. So, but
that's
the desk
what they
will
say.
Work out as well because it's a big desk. Will it fit?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay, and I'm buying an angel memorial for my beloved brother. That'll be for me as well. Will I be pleased with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you doing like a plaque?
What did you say?
Are you doing a plaque?
No, no, it's actually a granite angel, and it's, I'd love to email you some pictures. It is gorgeous. No, it's granite, and the
no, but there's like words on underneath it or something.
Yeah, he's going to do that, take care of that for me, and oh, Kelly, I'm going to look at your website to see if I can email you pictures because it's gorgeous, and. So hopefully my brother in heaven, his name is David, I hope he'll be pleased with the angel granite that I've selected.
He's totally happy about that, that you...
Great. And I, my beloved mother and father in heaven, too. I miss them and love them.
They're all together.
What was that? They're all together?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I hope and pray I've been a good daughter and sister and aunt.
I'm sorry, pardon?
I hope that I've been a really good sister, aunt, and daughter.
They're very pleased with you.
Oh, thank God. And I had to move some things to storage. There's a man named something, I'm really manifesting. I called the storage place and I said, in the name of God, do you know somebody that can transfer from one unit to a smaller unit? And she said, yes, and the name of his storage has the word God in it. His name is Calvin. Will he be fair and reasonable with me?
Yes.
Okay. And will I ever find my iPad? I misplaced it.
Yeah, it's in your house.
Okay. Well, that's good. And I have a long-term care policy that I've not used because of COVID, but I had my first vaccination on the 22nd of last month. My second vaccination will be the 16th of this month. I will get a booster 6 months after that, but will I be successful in using my long-term care through Unum? I have tons of documentation and CT scans, MRIs, everything. I'm ahead of them. I don't think that they can contest anything. I think they'll have to approve me, right?
Yeah, you get to have the shots. No problem.
Well, right. But I also have a long-term care policy where they can send somebody out to my apartment. And so I'll be living with my sister, but my back is weak. I cannot take a bath and walk very far. So I'm going to use the Unum Care to have somebody come out into the apartment that I share with my sister, Leslie.
Oh,
so
they'll send them. It's a good insurance.
It is good insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. And my current doctor, her last name is Robinson. First name begins with a K. Will she help me when I start applying at Unum for this coverage?
Yeah. It goes along with your insurance. It's a given thing.
Oh, it sure does. And my goal in getting this desk is I want to work remotely again in customer service, and I want to do my artwork. So will I start working remotely again within the next 5 months?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So it was a yes on my sister, Leslie, and I renting a brand new apartment about 15 miles away. Might be Roseville.
Yes.
Okay. And will we be thrilled with the new apartment? Will it be a step up? And will we be able to afford it okay?
Yes. You'll do fine.
Oh, okay.
Well,
wonderful.
You'll split it half and half.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't have to tell you. You're quite good at what you do. All your callers think so, and I do too. And
well,
may God bless you. I love you.
Well, thank you.
And so I think I'm stressing about nothing. It sounds like everything that I'm wanting,
things
are going to come
through.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, and I am worried about that second COVID vaccination, but as long as I stay warm, I should be okay.
The bell went off.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right. So we're out of time on live air. We've got three people left in the caucus that have stayed with us this evening throughout the show, and I think it's unfair that we try to fit them in. So if Kelly's happy to carry on, we will. If Kelly has to go, then I'm sorry. We have had 15 callers this evening. So Kelly, are you happy to carry on?
Yeah, let's shorten them up. I'm trying to shorten them up a little bit. Okay, let's rock on.
Right, okay then. Okay. Tanika.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, from Long Island. And my question is, I wanted to know, first, I am going to be starting a job this Thursday. It's a new job. It's a small job. It's like in the mall. So I'm just wondering if you see it going well. I don't think it's going to be forever, but I just was desperately trying to get out of where I was.
You're going to enjoy it, and it's only short term. You might do it through December because it's like a holiday job, and then you'll look for one in January.
Oh, so short. The girl seems so nice that I'm going to work with. I feel bad leaving so quick.
Well, I see you getting a better job in January, so there you go.
Okay. And I went to visit relatives this past weekend, and I want to move, and it made me want to move more than ever. Plus, where I live is just not good for me anymore. I don't necessarily want to live with the relatives I went to live with, that I went to visit. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to know when you saw me moving.
You'll probably move in a year.
Mm-hmm. Do you see where?
I feel like you, as the relatives living in your old hometown.
My old hometown?
They're saying something about your old hometown.
Okay.
So that's where I see you moving.
Is it someplace warm?
And I said in you know, a year.
I know. I was saying, do you see it being someplace warm?
Where are you from originally? Where's your hometown?
New York. Long Island, New York. I grew up in Brooklyn, but I don't want to stay in New York.
I don't know. There's something presented to you that you'll move to your old hometown.
Okay.
It might be work related. And then later on, when you're an old lady, you'll move where it's warm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, but I see, like, moderate temperature, like North Carolina.
Okay, I'll go okay with that.
So that's the thing, because Rolly Hills, Rolly Mountains.
I like that.
There you go.
All right. Do you see anything else coming for me?
Right now you're working on stabilizing, and then later on you'll be dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a name, and then my name's just floating, you know, and it's not a dead person, Mitchell.
Hmm.
So there's a Mitchell coming into your life. I don't know where he correlates to, but there you go.
Okay.
And then when you do get married, you'll have an unconventional wedding.
Do you see me ever having, like, children of my own? Because I'm 43.
You're getting older there. You can have one, and it would be a son.
It wouldn't be with someone named Mark, right?
No.
But
but you do, you can have one. And then it feels like maybe you'll get a couple with osmosis that are already cooked. Person already has cooked. Kids that are already made. A son and a daughter. So there you go.
Okay. But you see good things with
yeah.
this job Thursday. It's just that it's going to be short.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tanika. All right. So we're going to have to cut the minutes down slightly there, ladies and gents, because we're trying to fit you all in. Let's see. Okay. Veronica.
Hello. 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 Anybody there? If you don't pick up, we're going to have to go to the next one. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Veronica.
Are you there?
Veronica, we're calling you. Come on, Veronica. Because you're on late. We're going to have to move.
Yeah, let's move along.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it then, Veronica. Unfortunately. Now, this lady here has been here quite a while, and we're not sure of the name, so it's a 510 area number.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamika from California.
And what's your question?
I want to know who's pulling on me energetically, pulling, tugging, and pushing on me.
You have a grandmother that's around you that's trying to get your attention. What anniversary is it?
Anniversary? I don't know.
It can be a death day, can be a birthday, can be... It's a dead person bothering you.
Yeah, I'm, okay, so is it more than one? Because I'm getting... I've been going through this way before she passed away.
Well, you're a medium. You see dead people. Dead people bother you. You are the light.
So how can I get that to end?
How can you what?
Get that, all the pulls and, you know,
well,
tugs and pushes.
Well, if I trouble yourself, say your prayer of protection and tell them, go away, I'll deal with you later, and give them a designated time to talk to you. Otherwise,
yeah,
you can set up limitations and boundaries.
Okay. Oh, so what is her message? Because I can't hear them. I just feel the pulls and tugs and pushes. I don't hear anything. I don't even see them. I feel the pulls and tugs
and
pushes.
That's where you pick up stuff. But... you know, they're just trying to tell you to keep on going on because you've been in a funk.
No, I haven't.
Well, they want you to move along from something. I have no idea what it is, but that's what they're telling me.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably about my sister. So that message is for my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
you,
it is. They want me to communicate. I've been telling her that, and it's just not working out. So I don't know what else they want me to do about that, because there's nothing else I can do.
Well, but you can hear them, and so they're giving you the message. They always come to the person that's more open.
Yeah, and she's not open right now mentally, so that's why they're pulling and tugging on me. She's the one that's in the phone.
Well,
she's
tell
the
them
one that keeps
in a dream.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
What you have to do.
Okay, is communicate the messages to other people, which is very difficult when I don't hear I don't hear what it is the message is. I'm being tossed around everywhere physically, and It's
well,
like, what?
They are not allowed to do that. You have to set your limitations and boundaries, put your white light of protection around you. Otherwise, they got to go.
Okay. And so how I get rid of them, since that's all I'm going through? I want to get them to go because it's like pushing me and turning me and tossing me around everywhere. It's not helping me.
That's not okay. You send them to the light of God, the highest light.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. That's what's been pestering me all these years.
But you are a medium. That's what's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you.
Okay.
Limitations and boundaries. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. I didn't quite catch the name. I think it's probably the accent there. So I'm not good with people's accents. Kelly, it's been wonderful. We've gone over the clock. We're 10 minutes over this evening. We've done well. I think we've got through all 14 lines. So we've done very well.
Well, thank you. And
so 14 lines there we've got through, ladies and gents. So thank you very, very much, Kelly. And we'll do it all again next week, yeah?
Yes, we'll see you next Sunday. And you have a great week.
And you now. Thank you, Kelly. Right, so Kelly joining us once again next Sunday then, ladies and gents. And we managed to get to 14 people out of 15 because one called off. So 14 out of 15. And one was kind of late and decided not to, when they heard that we probably wouldn't make it. And so we're 14. But, I think the last four, they're only getting a couple of minutes apiece, but at least they got something, yeah? So 14, it's kind of hard to fit 14 into 2 hours. So we're out of here, so let's see what we've got for you. I think we'll have a little bit of, alright, we'll have a little bit of UB40 to go out with, why not?
Sometimes in our lives, we your friend.